Yeah, nah. Hello, this is the 412 King Street Podcast. My name is Matt Gilmay.
My name is Alex Dillard.
Welcome to this episode 27.
Hell yeah.
How are you doing, Alex?
Bro, we not finna do this.
What? What you... Oh man, nah, but what's up, bro? Welcome to another episode of 412 King Street Podcast.
You know what it is? It's the weekend podcast. I'm still saying it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still saying it. Don't matter when we post it. We still the weekend podcast.
There you go. Weekend is a state of mind. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's facts.
So we back another episode. Y'all thought we weren't gonna have another one, huh? y'all thought. So hopefully Isaiah is able to join us. You know what I'm saying? He on the way.
Yeah, he's dealing with some things, so he should join us shortly.
Yep, yep. Whoo! Another EP. How was your week, Dillard?
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. It's felt like a long week. I thought I was gonna fly by because I was off Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But this felt like the longest week ever.
Wow. Really? What happened?
Nothing. Just been working for real.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy because I had the opposite. The week flew by for me.
That's great, bro.
Yeah, it flew by. It was a quick week. It was busy, but it flew by. Couldn't be me. Slow week.
All right. How was your week, man?
It was good. It flew by. You know, Kansas City, there's a lot going on in the city. Last week, that ended the homeless hotels. So, I'm kind of dealing with that. Trying to help homeless people, trying to help victims of crime and going on these 911 calls. So kind of a lot going on, but I know what I signed up for. So we doing it.
Yeah, man's out here saving lives, right?
Yeah, you know it. Saving a hell of lives. Taking souls. Huh? Anyways, nah, saving lives out. Right. So which topic did you want to start with?
That's a good question, man. Actually, we could talk about the, people losing their jobs over COVID, bro.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, why not? We're coming off the tail end of the pandemic, I guess. I mean,
it's supposed to be the tail end. I don't really know where we're at.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know where we're at with the pandemic at this point, but the reason I was thinking about that is I was reading some news articles ever since the NFL passed their memo about vaccinations. I saw there was a Vikings assistant coach that opted out of the season or out of his job.
I seen that, bro.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, that's interesting. Would you lose your job over COVID? Over the vaccine? Like if your job required it?
Man, I don't know. It depends how my stance would be, you know what I mean? Like, in the situation. Because if it's like, oh, I got to provide for my family, man, you know, I got to do what I got to do, bro. But if you, don't particularly need it and, you believe in something, why not do it? That's what you believe in.
Yeah. Do you mind sharing? Are you vaccinated or unvaccinated?
I am not vaccinated right now. And
You're not vaccinated?
No, I've been debating. I want to get vaccinated. And then, like, I'm seeing all this stuff. I'm like, what's going on, man? So, but it just seems like it's like a flu shot, though, for real.
Yeah, I'm surprised. So, I thought you were vaccinated.
Nah, I keep, every time I'm about to go, I keep like, something happens and I don't go because I was going to go last Thursday. And then my brother was in town, so I didn't go. So, but yeah, I'll probably get it done.
Hold on, your brother was in town? You didn't know your brother was going to be in town?
Yeah, I knew he was going to be in town, but I didn't know how, like, where you could all get it.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, there's, you can get it anywhere, probably. Apparently. Like, CVS, Walgreens.
Your local health department, I think.
Yeah. And then down here in San Antonio, you can get it at the Alamo Dome, I think. And so, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of places you can get it.
Yeah, honestly, you're kind of smart waiting out because they're giving away incentives to people.
I seen that.
Yeah. I got it for free. I'm a dummy. I got played. The state of Missouri offering like a chance to win $10,000 or like college savings or something like that. 10K cash or like 10K into like a college savings account. That's crazy to me. I guess I just I got played, huh?
Nah, you good, man. You did it the right way, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got it done in February. So yeah, I mean, I got it done and was perfectly fine. I mean, I really think about when people say, like, there's so many things out there that people ingest or put into their bodies. They have no idea what's in it. So why is this the one, you know what I'm saying? The one thing that's like, I don't know what's in it, so I'm not going to put it in my body. Like, it just doesn't add up.
I don't know, man. It seems like people just want to, like, argue with something, you know? Like, everybody just want to argue about something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be anything. Like, I only like black pairs of socks. Why you only like black pair? What's wrong with white pair? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people will argue about anything. Like, so I think a lot of people just like to argue, but there's so much stuff going on. And it's like, I don't know. People just, I really feel like that. They really love to argue, bro. Like,
yeah, you're right. Nah, you're definitely right. But sometimes it's like the points people make in the argument that don't add up, even though, like, I guess they might truly believe what they're saying. It's kind of just interesting. Like, I remember there's one officer I ride with, me and him got into a debate over the vaccine, and he was like, do you know what's in that? I was like, no, but I was like, do you take ibuprofen? I was like, you know what's in that? Said, nah. I was like, so, but you use it though. He's like, yeah, when I need to. So I was like, okay, there you go. So it's just like, we had a little debate over that, and he was completely against the vaccine still. And it's just interesting. I mean, people do what they want. It seems like, I don't know, like, it's affecting unvaccinated people more. So, like, people don't want to get vaccinated and they're taking that risk, and that's on them. I also think people are upset because it's causing, like, local areas and cities and stuff money because, one, the hospitals are getting overrun with COVID patients, and two, you have patients with, you have like ER that's working above capacity. So it's just like, I don't know. I feel like the long-term consequences aren't really thought of as much as they should be. And then you see a lot of news stories where people's family members die, and then they're like, man, I should, I'm going to go get the vaccine now. And I guess that's the way of the world, where people, they have to have something personal happen to them first, and then they understand something, but it's just interesting.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to the vaccine, if I had a stance, I agree with you. Like, if I had the stance where I didn't want to get it and it would cause me to lose my job, then, and I had the money, like I didn't have the need for the job, then I guess, yeah, I'll probably lose my job over it, over that stance. But you really don't know until you're placed in that situation.
It's kind of interesting to see, because like people are like upset and all that, and I don't know. I just think, you know, going to school, you have to get shots to go to public school. So I just think it's interesting, but you know, people don't argue with those usually. I know there are some that do, but.
People would be upset if they had to immigrate to the United States, because they make you take everything and have a record of it. So if you already had everything but didn't have a record of it, you have to get it again if you like to get the record of it. If you're not able to get, if you're not able to produce a record of it, yeah, they don't play.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they don't play, like. Especially with like third world countries, if you don't, you gotta have a record of your vaccination. And there's a lot more vaccinations they require of you before you can come in.
Well, so. I guess that makes sense, right? Because when you go travel, you have to go see your doctor first, right?
They recommend it. It's not. They recommend it. Like international travel, yeah, it's recommended, but it's not like the other country is gonna tell you no or ask to see your vaccine records.
That's true.
So, yeah, it's interesting. Let me see. Did you have anything else you wanted to add on that?
Well, I mean, I can see why people, you know, aren't getting it. And why people do want to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, some things why people don't want to get it is because, like, you know, you look on CNN and they'll be like, you know, the president is giving misleading information and stuff like that. And so it's like, why would I want to take something if the president lying to me or something, you know, something like that. So I understand, you know, like, but, you know, there's a reason why there are vaccines, you know what I mean? So at the same time.
Well, a lot of people are getting lied to by Facebook.
Yeah, that's.
Or, well, let's not say Facebook, but. Like, they're getting art, like fake articles or fake links or fake whatever on the internet.
Yeah.
And you can't dictate what people's sources are, which I'm completely fine with. Like, I'm not going to say people's sources should be dictated, but a lot of people get the wrong information about a lot of things. So,
yeah. I'm not going to lie, I saw this one post. And it was like, some dude, reposted something from The Onion, bro. I don't know if you know what that is, but
yeah, the satirical newspaper.
Yeah, bro. So he was like, it was about COVID.
Uh-huh.
You know, COVID has they're putting trackers in the vaccine.
No.
And he shared it, bro. It was like, I told y'all, man. Blah blah blah. I told y'all, y'all dumb for taking this vaccine. I was like, oh man, who gonna tell him, man?
Was this on Facebook?
Him? Yes, bro. I said, oh, who gonna
my
tell
God.
Him?
That's terrible.
So,
did you say anything?
Bro, I just looked at it. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I was like, I should say something, but I don't want it to, like, I don't want to start a whole argument.
Oh my gosh, bro. That would have been crazy. You would have wrote, that's a satirical newspaper. Like, what's satirical?
Bro, nah, chill,
I'm just playing. But yeah, that's nuts. Satire is dead, I guess, huh?
Well, is it?
I mean, yeah, like, a lot of stuff that's satirical, people take for truth now sometimes. Because a lot of people aren't, they're not reading deeper into it. They just read the headline.
That's true, bro. You're right. Mm-hmm.
And I've also been seeing a lot of things about how we're getting fed a lot more information than we were ever built to process. But I haven't looked deeper into that yet.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see that too.
Oh,
for sure. I say that kind of goes into like, you know, the sensitization, you know what I'm saying? Desensitizing.
Say it, bro.
Desensitization?
I'm sorry. I saw you.
Hey, I be struggling, bro. Y'all chill, man. Y'all chill, man.
Because you said desensitization, and then you said Jason, and then...
Hey, it's all right, bro. You know what I'm saying? Gotta keep it pushing, bro. You know how you, like, back in elementary when they picked on you to read, bro? You just be looking like, what's this word, bro? Yeah. you be like, oh, shoot, let me prepare, bro. Like, you be counting heads, bro.
Where am I going to read at? Let me have it prep. You don't even be paying attention to what's being
talked. I understand what it means, y'all. Y'all bear with me. I just can't read sometimes. Y'all bear with me.
Nah, you
I can read it in my head perfect, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
my head.
Go.
I got it.
Yeah. Desensitization. Well,
there we go, bro. That works. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Big words around here, man.
Big beast. Nah. Anyways. So, yeah, that's facts. Like, it's weird. There's so much, like it's kind of weird. There's been, like, a couple mass shootings. Or, like, yeah, there's been mass shootings that are just considered regular now. Everyday things. And it is kind of weird, in a sense. Like, it's sick. You know, like, I even caught myself, like, I read a thing on Twitter from, huh?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I think that was my feedback. But it was basically, I guess there was a mass shooting in Washington, D.C. or something a couple nights ago. Mm. And I like, read it. I was like, man, I was just like, this is literally like every week, basically. And I didn't even read the article or like the news story about it. Cause it's just like, it's part of everyday life now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of the thing with COVID. Like, there is there's literally, what was it, millions of people that died from it, and now it's just regular.
Yep. It's like kind of like the shootings in Chicago sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. You're hearing about it, you're like, oh, that's Chicago. But we shouldn't be thinking like that, you know what I mean? Like, we shouldn't have to, like, it's not common. That shouldn't happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, I mean, it's what we see all the time, like, you know, like, when I worked in the news, you want to get stuff that catches people's, like, attention, bro, so it's like, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, someone helped the old lady across the street, but this house was just caught on fire, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be like, oh, snap, you see that fire? And the old lady, you know, getting helped across the street by someone willing to help, the story just gets buried down because you're more interested in, I guess we're more interested in tragedy than seeing something happy. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's interesting. That's definitely been studied, and I don't have the information about the studies in front of me right now, but that's definitely a thing you see within people. It's almost like we're more attracted to the drama, the super abnormal thing than we are, you know, that feel good, like, oh, old lady helped across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not going to make you stop and look deeper into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something. Like, I mean, that's also because that doesn't really, in a way, that doesn't really stand out.
That's true.
Like a firewood or somebody getting stabbed or somebody getting shot or something like that.
Yeah. It'd probably be like, oh, you know, someone pushed someone out the way, you know, to save mm-hmm. them from getting shot or something like that. Push the old lady out the way, save them from getting shot. So, mm-hmm. But it's still, that would still be a tragedy because they should be people shooting. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It depends how you look at it, I guess.
Yeah. Depends. So, I guess there's been about 608,000 deaths from COVID total in the United States.
Damn.
So that's kind of, yeah, I mean, to me, that's definitely really significant. It shouldn't be something that gets glossed over. But at the end of the day, I think COVID is kind of one of those things where it is going to be treated just like the flu or just like a cold, basically.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts about why people are so desensitized now?
Man, I think it's just what we see. Like, I don't know, we get on social media and stuff, like, you just see them, like, I don't know, like, you know, when we see people doing crazy ass, like, workouts. Like, mm-hmm. It's just like, now that's just what we see. We want to see people doing crazy stuff instead of, like, I don't know, like, helping somebody. Like, that's what we see all the time. We scrolling, or people are scrolling. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. Like, you see this dude backflip and land and smack on his face? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But then we'll see, like, oh, man, this dude, you know, helping the homeless. That's cool. Keep scrolling. Like,
Yeah, you're right. Looking for the next crazy thing to pop up.
I don't think it's good because you should really be just trying to help each other. But I don't know how what we could do to prevent this. So I don't know if you. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I think it's just gonna get worse and worse. I mean, yeah. Sorry to be a Debbie Downer. It's kind of interesting because we're really the guinea pigs for this whole technology stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, like, down the, like, 30, 50 years down the line, there's going to be so much data and information about the effects of social media and technology that we're just living right now, basically. It's kind of nuts when you really think about it.
Damn, why didn't even think about it like that? That's crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, it'll just be interesting to see how things go about. Like, especially even the babies or the little kids that are, like, being raised now, their faces, like, some of them are, like, just in tablets and stuff like that, which have no proven... Like, there's nothing been proven about the effectiveness or ineffectiveness or the long-term effects. So, it's kind of, it's just interesting to look at. So,
that's tough, man. Like, looking at it that perspective. Dang.
Yeah. And that's why I'd be sad. Anyways, not. But yeah, I mean, it's true. And I kind of think about, it's kind of weird to, like, another thing that I think about is the fact that you hear about people that are involved with, like, gangs and stuff, like, talk about how before they go do a drive-by or do, like, certain crimes, they have to be, like, high to do it. So it's kind of, like, interesting that they might live in an environment where they experience or witness crazy stuff happen regularly, but still have to numb themselves to it. But then other parts of society don't, and then, like, seek it out. And, like, it's just weird.
Would that, like, kind of correlate to, like, you know, that J. Cole album, K.O.D., you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Would that kind of correlate a little bit? Or not really.
What?
Like, you talking about the, you know, people got to be high. And,
Yeah, I think it definitely does. Because, yeah, you have a generation that, like, tries to numb stuff.
So what you think we should do? We should, like, talk about it or what? Like, just...
Talk about, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this stage, people are trying to figure out solutions, but the right solutions aren't being utilized yet. I don't know. I feel like it's being talked about. It's kind of in between being talked about and figuring out solutions for it. And then when you start trying to figure out solutions for it is where you hit the biggest roadblock, because, like you said, people like to argue. So it's just difficult to get some real solutions enacted and, like, go into effect. Especially when it comes to a lot of these solutions require money. And so, especially, like, in the position I'm in right now, I realize just how much money really corrupts at a lot of different levels.
That's so tough, man. It's tough to realize. Like, I guess you want to help people, but, like, it's, people are too busy doing, like, not realizing what's going on to, I guess, help come up with a solution.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I feel like we need to be having, like, the Joe Budden Wait, what's the song they play?
I forget, but yeah, that we can change it up. We can talk about something for you, man. Like, I ain't mad at it.
Let's
talk about Moneybagg Jeff. You know what I'm saying? Jeff Bezos. You know what I'm saying?
Moneybagg Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know. Moneybagg Joe. You know how they call him Moneybagg Joe?
Moneybagg so. Jeff. Okay, I see you. That's funny, bro. Yeah, dudes went out to space.
Hey, would you go out to space, bro?
Would I go out to space?
Yeah, bro, would you go?
Oof. Are you talking about in my current state of being or if I was Jeff Bezos?
Right now, Jeff Bezos said, hey man, come on, let me take you a trip to the moon right now. Would you go?
Nah, I would tell him all that gas you would spend on it, the money it would have cost for my spot, just give me that in cash and I'm good.
Dang, but it's an experience of a lifetime, though. You one of the few on the moon, bro.
Bro, this is another. Mark the time, bro. He didn't go to the moon.
I know what I'm saying, but if he offered you to go to the moon, that's what I'm saying.
To go to the moon?
Yeah.
The experience. I'm an experience type of person. But like,
what I'm saying, man,
going to the moon,
and you get to, you know, you get to walk on the moon, bro. The full thing, man. Full experience.
I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, in the back of my mind, I'd be scared. Like, I'd definitely be scared, but yeah, I think I'd do it. Okay. Would you?
Boy, hell yeah, bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I would come back down and be like, hey, y'all ain't never been to the moon. Y'all can't tell me shit, man.
Oh, I'm dead. Yeah, you right. That's a different type of money, though.
That's facts, bro. But I mean, he might have it, bro. So,
might. He got it.
You right.
He for sure got it.
Sure.
Part of it is like, well, his little space program is subsidized by the government, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
Oh, hey, yeah, he for sure got it.
What is? Is Elon still trying to go up there to the space?
I think he's trying to go to the moon.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Bezos and the Branson, what's his name? Whatever Branson, the Virgin Mobile guy, they like barely went into space, I think is the thing. Like, so they went.
Let me ask you.
Uh huh.
Why are they trying to go out to space again?
Oh, you know, it's I think it's billionaire shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, just to say that they have?
Nah, I think they have bigger things in mind, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, there's always a talk about repopulating another, like populating another planet with people and things like that. I'm pretty sure part of those space programs are to figure out how to get onto another planet and start building like a civilization there.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know why specifically they went into space. I don't know if it's just to figure out, like, to experience it themselves, or they're testing something specifically. I don't know.
Okay. Or if it was just to flex on people, like, I did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, they're already flexing on people, but I'm guessing their type of flex is different than our type of flex, I guess.
Because
the Virgin Mobile dude, supposedly he went up there. He like tried to go up there first just to say he did it first. So just being petty, but yeah, I mean, I guess good for them.
Yeah.
The new space race.
Imagine if they all like teamed up together. You think they would be able to go to another planet, bro? What you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because the program, Amazon's program and Tesla's program or Elon Musk's program, they're all trying to go to a different planet. But I don't know if they themselves would want to try and do that, because like that's a whole different experience. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You completely over there. They probably want to hire people to do it, but and like do it a few times before they do it.
I can see that.
But yeah, I mean, definitely, like, if they put all those, that's a good point. Like, if they put all their efforts together, bro, like, that's different.
Real different, man.
Yeah. But what do you think about people saying they're out here traveling to space while there's still world hunger going on?
I don't know, bro. Like, to those people that are saying that, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just being honest, bro. Like, yeah, you say that, but what are you doing? Are you just sitting on your couch, bro? Or, like, I'm just asking, man. That's all. I don't want to get any, be mean or nothing, but, like, yeah, you saying that, but are you going out and helping? You going to some soup kitchens? Yeah, we all say, the people that say, oh, I want to end world hunger, but then they'd rather just get on the game or something, or watch TV. So, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess if I was a billionaire, maybe I'd be doing something to help help some people out. But I guess it's their money, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely right. Like, there's been a lot of instances where people are just pointing fingers at others and aren't really doing anything themselves. So yeah, that is a good first question to ask yourself: what are you doing? And then, yeah, at the end of the day, it's their money, and I, like, haven't tracked, like, how much they've given to different organizations or to charity or anything like that, but I would assume they've given a little bit to charity.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, she be doing a lot to charity, I'm pretty sure.
So, oh, yeah, she's doing a whole bunch. She's giving, I think, at least a bill away.
Mm-hmm.
At least. So,
I mean, if you want to do something about it, like, why don't you, I don't know, try to reach out to, I know that man a busy man, reach out to Jeff, man. Just keep trying to figure out who to talk to, man. Be like, hey, man, like, I got a World Hunger Project. I want to see if you guys are interested in something like that. If y'all are really about that, then just do it. Why not?
I feel you.
But that's just my opinion, you know.
You're not wrong. You want to talk about the coming NFL season?
Ooh, all right, we can get into that. We're on
the topics list, but well, I mean, we kind of already touched on the NFL and the rules, but how you feeling about this upcoming season?
Man, I know people are hating on my boys, bro, but I think Sam Darnold finna be killing it, bro. That's my opinion. I see my team going at least winning 10 games. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Wow. That's a lot, bro.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Like, we either win the division or in second.
Win the Did you forget who's in your division?
I said or second. Or second. You know what
but
I'm saying?
The fact that you even said or second is crazy.
I gotta believe in my team, man. Because the Falcons? Come on, man.
No, I'm saying like the fact that you didn't say.
Come on, man. Yeah, second. All we gotta do is battle the Bucks. We'll be straight.
The Bucks are nice, though.
Yeah, we just. If we win one game, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully, you know. Tom Brady loses to the Saints or something, and we win out like that. Hey, you never know. So I'm gonna say first.
Hey, catch this. By week 6, Sam Darnold's gonna have at least 12 interceptions.
You serious?
Yeah.
First game we play the Jets, right?
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then who else we playing? I know we play the Texans.
Uh-huh.
And we playing the Cowboys? I think we'll be fine, bro.
Yeah, by week 6, he having at least 12 picks.
To who, bro?
What do you mean to the teams you play?
Come on, man. Yeah. What you think Patty Mahomes doing, bro? You think y'all getting what back to the ship?
What we do every year, yeah. We're going back
to... No, don't say what we do every year. Let's relax.
What we do every year. Competing for a championship.
That's going every team.
Super Bowl. Every what? What are you going to say?
That's every team trying to compete for a ship.
Bro. Nah, but we actually do it. Every team thinks about it. But once they get hit in the mouth, it's over. So what we doing is we going for it, period.
Man, you think you winning your division?
That's going to make – yes. Why wouldn't we win? Who's going to compete with us?
The Chargers?
Any hue.
The Broncos?
Any hue. It's wraps, bro. We've won our division like 8 straight seasons. It's easy. The Broncos?
Hey, mark this, bro. Clip this. Okay. Clip this, man. I want to hear it. So when you clip it, I can play this if y'all have a terrible season, bro.
It's clip. That's clipped. That's easy.
We know the Saints. They're going to be at the bottom of the barrel.
You're going to take a shot at Isaiah?
Isaiah. Where he at, man? You know what I'm saying? At Isaiah.
Wow, Isaiah really ducking.
we should be good, though, I think. Let me say this. If our defense plays like booty, we're not winning nothing, bro. We were getting thrashed, bro. Like, we couldn't cover, we couldn't run, like, stop a run. We couldn't, yeah. But we added some pieces, so we'll see how it go.
Yeah, should be interesting. I kind of miss going into a season like worried about how your team's gonna do. That was kind of exciting. But now it's expected that we.
Now you get a franchise QB and you act different now, huh?
What you mean?
Mahomes.
Yeah. It's easy. Expectations are high. Yeah, it's not as exciting because it's like you expect to win. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. You expect to win.
Whoa.
It's easy. So, yeah, this season should be fun, though. Let me see. Did you want to add anything else?
I want to say congrats, you know, to the Bucks for winning their shit, bro. That was a good series to watch, man, for the NBA.
Oh yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks. Watched it?
I watched the first 2 games of the series, and then I think game 5, and then the end of game 7 or game 6.
Game 6?
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, you watch a lot of it.
Yeah. I like watching NBA. I mean, I was watching the Mavs win a little bit and get smacked at the end of the little series. But, hey, I'm going to say it again. We back next year, baby.
Yeah, y'all good. Y'all nice with it.
Mm-hmm.
I really only watched the end of game 6 and then a bunch of highlights. So, but yeah, the Bucks did their thing. Giannis did his thing.
I was shook.
What, did he drop 50?
Well, that he, like, I don't know if you saw when he was playing the Hawks. He fucked his knee up, bro. That shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, it's raps. Because if that happened to my knee, I'm not, I don't think I'm coming back, bro. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to look, be like, hey, I got it, bro. Like, but he dogged it out. That's why I was like, the finals really comes down to who wants it more. For real. Like, there's no like, oh, it's coaching. Nah, it's who want it more. For real.
Yeah. You for sure right. And he wanted it. I really kind of forgot about his knee injury. Like,
it made it look like he did right. No one talked about it. That man, like game one, you could see like, oh, he was kind of hurting a little bit, but after game two, he lost when they lost again, and then he went off on his teammates, and then next thing you know, I see 4 games in a row. It's a dub. I was like, this man different.
Yeah, the Greek freak. He deserves it, man. He deserves it. But I don't think – I know it's kind of quick. They just won it, but they're not going to repeat. And that's okay because he got his one. So,
I mean, who in the East?
The Brooklyn Nets.
And they smashed them.
Without James and without Kyrie, James was there. But he was injured.
I know he was hurt after the series. He was hurt in the series, but it's about who wanted more, bro. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
So,
okay, well, Brooklyn Nets reloaded, and then the Atlanta Hawks reloaded.
Oh, that's who I was surprised about, the Hawks.
Mm-hmm. Trey wanted it.
To the Eastern Conference? I was like,
yeah, they took them. They took them to 6 games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The young team showed out.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Me looking at Trey and Luka, I'm like, hey, what's going on, man?
What you mean?
Because, you know, the Mavs drafted Trey, and we traded him for Luka. Yeah, so I'm like, hey, yo, what's going on, man?
So you're saying you would want Trey?
No, I'm just looking like, hey, yo, what's going on? You made it to the Western Conference.
Yeah.
And the Mavs had a better team, bro. Like, hey, what's going on?
You did?
Yes, we had Porzingis. We had Tim Hardaway Jr.
But Porzingis ain't the same, though.
So if you watch him, you watch the games, there's a lot of times when my boy Luka ain't passing the rock, bro. He'd be wide open.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they'll be doing pick and rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see Luka do a step back behind the three already. He's already behind the three. Step back more and pull that bitch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's some stuff up. I don't know because, you know, Rick Carlisle, he still had a year or two on his contract and he opted out.
Yeah,
to be out of there. So there's some stuff going on down there. I don't know what, but we'll see though.
You're right. It's interesting. It's very interesting. I'm looking at it right now, and yeah, y'all kind of. I mean, besides your big two, because the Hawks really didn't have a big two. I think the Hawks were more well-rounded though. because they had a bench. Like, they had somebody that could come off the bench and score.
Lou Williams, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think their bench could be a whole, like, another starting five of a trash team.
Okay.
But, yeah. I mean, so, yeah, you have the Hawks, and then you have the 76ers. Reloaded. They were the one seed this past
reloaded?
Year. Reloaded?
Yeah, reloaded. Come on,
man. We'll see who they have, what they do with it. Then you have the New York Knicks. New York Knickerbockers. Reloaded. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
You right.
My Nuggets. We'll see what we do. Reloaded. You know what I'm saying? Jamal coming off his torn ACL. We weren't fully loaded. We do our thing.
Yeah, y'all made it to the
second round.
Okay.
And lost to the Suns.
That's good. I mean, that's not good, but y'all made it though, the second round.
Mm-hmm. Will Barton was out. He was injured. He's kind of injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
So. Next season should be cool. We'll see what happens. Do you want to add anything else about the NBA season?
I want to give props to Drew, bro. Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, bro. People be thrashing them all the time, bro. Saying they not really that good. So.
Yeah, them boys showed out.
Yeah, so, people... When I talk about him, they like, Giannis ain't got nobody. I'm like, he's got Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton. And I know Brooke Lopez is not in his prime anymore, but he still can hoop.
Yeah, he gets the job done.
So.
And PJ Tucker plays his role.
Yeah.
That's what you need. That's what you need for a squad.
Yeah, for real, man. So.
Yeah, shout out to Milwaukee Buckles. Fear the deer, baby. Fear the deer, baby.
Oh yeah, y'all. Hey, Chick-fil-A, get that man his free Chick-fil-A for life, man. Come on, man. Stop playing.
You right. Making them free money, free promo.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I guess this week I'll update on what's going on with Haiti. Anybody that doesn't know, a few weeks ago, our president was assassinated. Haiti's president was assassinated, and it's been chaotic ever since. Trying to figure out who is going to be the acting head of state, and then trying to get this election rolling, and the funeral, and... The funeral is today, and there was like visitation of the body and stuff like that yesterday, and justice parade yesterday, or justice protests yesterday. It was a very messy situation. My family's doing fine down there that I know of.
That's good.
So, yeah, just kind of. We'll see what happens. For anybody that doesn't know, it was a bunch of Colombian mercenaries went into the president's house and murdered him, assassinated him. So we'll see what happens. All of them, well, most of them got caught. A few were killed with an exchange of gunfire with Haitian police. So. Yeah, it's been a lot of details, a lot of murkiness, a lot of parties at play. You got Colombia, Haiti, the U.S. Yeah, the U.S. potentially a lot of different moving parts. And so there'll be a lot more. Hopefully there's a lot more clarity in these next couple months. So.
Yeah. Very well. Hope stuff gets better, man. That's crazy to hear.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why they assassinated him, or are they just?
There's a lot of rumors. I mean, one of the rumors is based around other Haitians that wanted to ascend to power in this upcoming election. There's rumors about he was going to change the constitution of Haiti. People didn't want that, so they planned to have him killed. There's rumors about him wanting to stay in the presidency. There's rumors that the rich people in Haiti, he was trying to keep them accountable, so they kind of were part of the conspired to have him killed. There's also rumors about him. Part of that accountability was he was going to improve the lives for the poor people in Haiti, so people didn't want that. So there's just a bunch of rumors circulating right now, and a lot of things still like being figured out. I mean, they kind of have most of the people that are involved in it. So it's just figuring out exactly why he was assassinated. That's still being determined. Yeah, it's pretty, super murky. So, I mean, when he was ruling by decree, which means technically he was supposed to step down from power this year, like the beginning of this year. But there's a dispute about when his actual term started. So there's a debate about that. But he would have stepped down at the end of this year, regardless, because there's an upcoming election. So it's just, it's interesting.
That's pretty interesting, man. But sad too, man. Died.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot adds up. And I mean, even when he was alive, he was supposedly funding gangs that were causing issues in the country. So, there's kind of that too. But it was never really actually confirmed that was occurring. But supposedly journalists were getting killed that talked bad about him also.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't no supposedly journalists that talked about him were getting offed, but it wasn't confirmed if he was part of that or not.
I couldn't imagine being a journalist and like, strict countries, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. That don't really have freedom of the press.
You can't say nothing, bro. You just like, I don't know. Because I guess you can inform people, but like, you can't.
I mean, the thing is, you can't really inform people because talking bad about them would be like if they mess something up and you inform people about that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I mean, you can, you just have to be like, you have to hide out basically. Or like, if you don't care, like if you're willing to die for it, then you still inform them, whether it's good news or bad news, if you're willing to die for it, unfortunately.
It's tough.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. So, there's been a lot of death in Haiti over the last year or so. It's been suspicious and just very nasty. So,
family trying to stay safe.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, most of my family doesn't live like in the capital per se. They live like in suburbs and like what would be considered like not like a U.S. suburb, but like they're not in the hot zones, I guess I would say, where like stuff is really going down.
All right.
They're more on the outside a little bit. So, but yeah, that's my update on Haiti. I was kind of sad there when all that stuff really started going down, but you kind of have to keep it pushing and try and figure out what happened and make sure family is all right. So,
if you need anything, bro, I'm here, man. So, you already know that, though.
Nah, I don't. You just doing this for the pot. No, yeah, bro, I know, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You wild for that, bro.
Nah. I know, bro. Oh, super wild, but yeah, I know, bro. Oh, yeah, I also wanted to add, I know last pod I said I bought a house. I really should have said me and my fiance bought a house.
Yep.
I'm doing this under my own accord. I'm doing this edit under my own accord, just so everybody knows.
Hey, you go let them know, man.
Me and my fiance bought a house.
Big fat.
Me and my fiance got a dog. Wait, I had Mocha before the pod ended, so for the hiatus. But yeah, so is there anything you wanted to say to close it out? What's the song they play? Is it Outstanding? Everybody shout.
Yeah, I think so, bro.
And
Before we close it out, bro, let's talk about, you know, real quick, some new music people would be interested in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I like that, man. You know, Logic just dropped some. What is it? Call Me? You can call me or something like that. Let me look.
So why'd you let that man fuck your sister? No. Remember when Charlamagne said that?
Yeah, bro. He said that so...
Like, he was just staring. Wild, bro. Huh? You know,
Charlamagne, wow,
he wasn't listening to nothing Logic had said before that. He was just staring and like...
I feel like he was waiting, bro. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, this song's called Call Me, you know. It's not bad. It's pretty interesting. Who else? I don't know if people listen to Lil Nas X, but he dropped that one single.
Oh yeah, I listened to that one. It's pretty good.
Industry Baby. So you know what I'm saying? I've been bumping at Tory Lanez, the Playboy album. You know what I'm saying? I don't know when that dropped, but it says 2021. But it didn't disappoint for me, man. You know what I'm saying? It made me want to have a little toxic relationship, man. I was like, okay, Tory. I feel that. You got any music, bro?
I'd ask if that was an album, and you said
the song I sent you wasn't. It was. It's on the album, but I just sent you a song.
Okay. New music. Let me see. I haven't really listened to any albums. The song I listened to, 2055 by Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
That was a pretty good song that resonated with me. The Jackie. What's his name? Bass? Or Bass? Bass? B-A-S?
Yeah.
Bass featuring J. Cole and Lil TJ. That was pretty good. Let me see. Besides that, I think that was really the only like new music. Corday. I got into a little Corday bag. He had dropped some a couple months back that was pretty good.
I know Childish Major. He just dropped his album today, I believe. So I don't know if people listened to him, but he was on that Dreamville album. So with the, you know, J. Cole and all them. Pretty interesting artist.
Okay. Well, who is it?
Childish Major.
Childish Major, okay. Yeah. That's the first time I heard about him.
Yeah, I like some of his stuff. I'll be bumping it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's about it for new music. Oh, Lost You by Snow Allegra. That was a pretty good one.
I'm gonna check that out.
Mm-hmm. The little R&B bag. So, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Nah, that's it, man.
That's it. So that's another episode, episode 27, 412 King Street Podcast.
Oh, yeah, you know what it is. Well, whenever we start putting these back on, you know, Apple Music, or Apple Podcast, you know, go ahead and give us a 5-star, man. Let us know what you think, man.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all know what it is. And, yeah, I need to start doing those quotes, but. Or something motivational, but y'all know what it is. Outstanding. This is my American Idol audition. Makes me wanna shout.
Okay.
Inspire. Nah.
Nah, let me not do that. Let me hype you. Hey, keep going, bro. That's some good shit, bro. You got it, man. That's what I'm talking about. They give you, what is it, the gold ticket?
It's too late. Yeah, the gold ticket.
Yeah, there you go, bro.
Okay, it's all right. It's all right. It's all good. Well, anyways, we're going to close it. You're not going to say your line, bro?
Yeah, I didn't know you. I thought you was doing yours, man.
Oh. You know what I mean? What's mine?
I don't know. But peace, love, positivity, baby. You know what I'm saying?
All right, bro. I'm dead. Yeah, peace, love, positivity. You know what I'm saying?
If we had Isaiah, you know, he hit us with one of them infamous quotes that he uses, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But we don't have Isaiah. Nah, but we'll see y'all next week. Y'all know what it is. Tune in, comment if you want. Share, please share. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know we only have a few listeners. If you made it this far, congratulations. Congratulations. Appreciate it. Yeah. Y'all.
Go ahead and leave us comments, man, on the IG page. And let us know if you want us to talk about something. You know, we'll see.
And we out.
See y'all.
And we out. 412 King Street.
Let's go.